I would describe myself professionally as a designer and an architect who is mostly concerned with the power and the value that design thinking can bring to problem solving throughout the world. Mostly focused at this point in my community here in Washington, D.C., but also involved in projects and other initiatives around the globe. On the personal front, I'm a 36-year-old man, about to be 37. I am a husband and a father of two children. And I've been in Washington, D.C. 8 years and been involved in some projects of significance. Some that come to mind include the recent renovation of the American football stadium of the Philadelphia Eagles in Philadelphia here in the United States, and also being recently involved on our Washington, D.C.'s bid for the hosting of the 2024 Olympics, which involved a variety of venues. Although we didn't really win the competition to be the American city to host that, we did place second behind Boston.
Many Zimbabweans in the diaspora find themselves engaging in other activities besides their normal line of work. Do you have anything outside your job that you are doing?
If you're speaking about, for example, philanthropic efforts, I am involved as a volunteer in a number of organizations, but I'll mention one in particular by the name of Junior Achievement, which is a global not-for-profit institution which concentrates on teaching young adults and teenagers about financial literacy, workforce readiness, and entrepreneurship. And I have been involved with that organization since I arrived in Washington, D.C., and I've also designed a couple of facilities for that organization here in town. The Junior Achievement is also present in Zimbabwe, which is great news, and in many countries all over the world. On the personal side of things, I'm a musician. Perhaps it's fair to say that lately I've taken a step back from doing music just because I have a young family. But I'm in a band called the Honey Guns, a local band, and I perform as an individual solo artist. And I have a couple of records that I've put out over the last few years as well.
Do you have any plans of going back to Zimbabwe?
I would love more than anything to move back to Zimbabwe, or to at least be more regular in my visitation to Zimbabwe in the short term. The situation there professionally is a little bit more challenging than it is here for folks like me in my industry, and also especially given the network and the exposure and the opportunities that are here for both myself and my family and colleagues. But I'm hopeful that as things start to change in Zimbabwe, as they seem to have been doing, the environment is going to become a little bit more appealing for people like myself and others all over the world who are very anxious and very excited to be a part of Zimbabwe's future, you know, as we move into the next generation of leaders in the country.